Tweet at Today SOR.
My next guest was diagnosed with a rare form of neck cancer in 2012. There followed laser, chemo and surgery treatment. All avenues then seemed to be exhausted until further testing revealed that he was a candidate for Pembro, or to give that drug its full name, pembrolizumab. The problem is that the drug is only available through the HSE for people who have suffered from cervical cancer. Now, in stepped the local community, who have rallied to fundraise €150,000 to cover the cost of John Holmes' treatment, and he is with me now in studio along with his friend Kieran Conway, who is chair of the John Needs Pembro Group. Thanks guys for coming into studio. John, tell me a bit about your diagnosis, how it came about and what the symptoms were.
I basically just had a persistent cough that wouldn't go away, and I ended up going to the doctor because it was coming up to Christmas and I wanted to be well for Christmas, and he eventually sent me to a guy, an ENT specialist, and I had the testing done before Christmas, and he met me between Christmas and New Year's. So I got a lovely Christmas present. He said that I had terminal cancer.
And that's six and a half years ago. And part of the treatment, obviously, you've got this device there in your esophagus to help you to breathe and speak. So how was the treatment then afterwards? You were in hospital for a good while?
Yeah, well, the normal treatment would be surgery. So I had several surgeries and then did a partial neck dissection, which is kind of half your neck. And then did a total neck dissection and took out my voice box and everything. So I, at that stage, I spent over a month in hospital because I couldn't eat or anything, you know.
And there was a time then when the cancer was gone. And how long was that and when did it return?
It was after I had everything removed. I got through the first two reviews and they were perfect. And they were actually going to let it out to a year and they said, no, they better not. And so when I went back for the third review, they found that the cancer had returned.
And at what stage then, John, did the idea of Pembro come about?
When I was in James's hospital originally, and they basically said that, well, their words were no further intervention was advised. And so they basically sent me home to die or whatever.
When was that?
That would have been May 2016. And so then I went looking for an alternative or whatever I could find. And I went to my GP, Frank Chambers, and we were having a chat and we were trying to get an appointment in London. And he said, by any chance, would you go and see a man by the name of John Crown? And I didn't really know who John Crown was at that stage. But since I found out that he's kind of the top oncologist in the country, and I've been blessed that he's kept me alive so far anyway.
Yeah, he's not a man who believes in half measures. I mean, he believes in attacking these diseases.
Yeah, he certainly does. The first lot of chemo was so hard that you actually had to stay in hospital for it. And I would say anyone who ever has to get chemo, I feel very sorry for them because it's just so hard on the whole system, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so then the Pembro, when did that come about?
Last year, I had a test done. The part of my tumour was sent to England to be kind of genetically mapped. I don't know what the proper wording for it is. And when the results came back, then Professor Crown went through it and he mentioned the Pembro at that stage. But he told me that it was very expensive, and so we went through another couple of phases of chemo, another just because he thought they might work and it would be available to me. And so if they kept the cancer at bay, but they haven't done anything to kill it. Mm-hmm. So he reckoned that Pembro was the way to go. And so around the end of October last year, he said, look, would you be able to come up with 40,000? To start with, and it will be probably three lots of 40,000. And so I said yes, as because I didn't care. I thought, of course, I stupidly thought I could go home and take a mortgage out of my house or a second mortgage, but I couldn't get life insurance, so I couldn't. But That was the start of it, I suppose.
It's an extraordinary story, and I'll come back to you in a few minutes to find out more about how you're faring out. But to turn to you, Kieran Conway, you're the chair of the John Neay's Pembroke Fundraising Committee. How did that all come about?
Just picking up John's narrative, he was presented with the choice of paying cash out of pocket for his pembrolizumab, and Professor John Crown had prescribed three cycles of 10 infusions of pembrolizumab. And infusions is an important word there, because the pembro is administered on a non-oral basis. And that has VAT implications, which I'd like to tell you more about. So John was presented with the prospect of finding €150,000, which he just did not have. And up until that point, he had dealt with his cancer privately as a private individual with no desire to share or involve anyone. He just relied on his own resources. Stoically, if you like. But this was kind of a tipping point, and it forced Adele, really, his wife Adele, to just call around and just tell friends that John was in a situation and needed help. And
yeah,
we rallied.
John would be fairly well known. You'd be both fairly well known in around Kilkenny.
Less so me, but yes. John. Yeah, John. He's an established member of the Kilkenny community. He's been in business for 30 odd years. He's a sportsman back in the day. His two children were athletes, and he's just a person.
And how did the fundraising go then, Kieran?
We assembled in John's house on, I think it was November 6th, 2018, and a committee emerged from that gathering. And we had a very, very clear goal, and that was to take the financial stress off John so he could focus on getting better. And what that meant was that we, as a committee, undertook to conjure up €5,111 every 3 weeks. Let me just qualify that. That's inclusive of VAT. Which is a shocking fact.
At what is it? The higher rate or
23%?
23% of that.
So John's infusions are 4,000 plus 23% VAT. That gives us the figure 5,100.
Yeah, and I know Michael Clifford has been writing about this in the Irish Examiner. And how has the treatment been working or affecting you then, John?
Well, the treatment I found is, I didn't say easy, but by comparison to chemotherapy, it's very easy, very simple. Your body isn't under all the poison, because Pembro isn't a poison. It's more like an antibiotic. And so your body is working with it. And I didn't realise how bad I looked. It was only when my friends told me afterwards that you were as yellow as a lemon, and I was kind of bald, and I put on a lot of weight because of all the steroids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So now
the hair is back now. It's well back.
It surely is. Yeah. And I feel good. And I enjoy my food, and I enjoy going out again, which I hadn't. I would have been mad into rugby or whatever, and I would have been a Leinster season ticket holder up until I got sick, and now I'm starting to go back to matches, which for
me is the semi-final this weekend.
Certainly am.
Good man.
I am,
And so you feel. And what about? Do you think you'd be able to go back to work, or have you come back to do any work? I know you're in sales.
Yeah. I've started back. I actually I'm working all the time. Only I got an infection a couple of weeks ago in the actual tumor, and that kind of laid me off.
And Kieran, the whole thing of this is available. This drug is available to women who have cervical cancer. I know there's been a lot of, it started with Vicky Phelan, and gradually it's been made more available to other women.
Yeah.
But what about trying to get it for a man?
Well, I suppose that I should, as a preliminarily, say it's fantastic that the women have been given access to Pembro, because we hope and pray that it'll benefit and improve their lives. But the issue is, why some and not others? So it's an issue of equality of access.
And you had a contact with politicians, did you? Did you meet the minister or write to the minister?
John has had a sit down with.
Yeah, I met the minister and
people.
I met his people, and they said they'd do whatever they could for me. But so far nothing has come of it.
And you tried to cut a deal with the suppliers as well?
Yeah, we had a conference call that were basically, they said that they were so heavily regulated that to reduce the price would be viewed as an inducement to their product. So they very suavely showed us the door.
Oh dear. Well look, you're going to be around for a while longer. That's all the indication. And congratulations on the battle and how you've been taking it. And at this stage, I think you're ahead.
Thank you. Yeah.
Listen, thanks a million for coming in. Nice talking to you. John Holmes, cancer survivor, and also Kieran Conway, chair of the John Needs Pembroke Fundraising Committee.
Thanks.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.